of My Game Time. Good stuff with Kevin Kugler. Go check out that podcast. Talking Nebraska, big picture, short term, long term, all that good stuff. Also talk about the Big Ten as well. We're wide open in the 1 o'clock hour. We'll get into our picks. Got a soundbite I want to play for you, and I want to kind of clarify something I've talked about this week with Mike Riley. I'll do that at 1 o'clock. But right now, you know what we need to do? We need to get to Three and Out.
Maybe I should turn my mic on. How about that, huh? First down. Let's play a quick game of guess the line. Rams, Niners. Guess it.
It's at San Fran?
Yep. Yep.
San Fran by one.
Rams by three. There you go. That's not really third.
What's the total? Do you have it in front of you?
40.
God, that's not very much, but I'm telling you, these Thursday night games
I mean, you had 13-9 last week. Gosh, I can't remember what it was. I mean, the week before would have been Kansas City, New England.
Yeah, so.
But yeah, 13-9, you're not going to hit 40.
But that's not the Kansas City, New England. That's not a real opener because
it's not a Thursday night game. Not a Thursday night game.
Yeah.
I will tell you this. Enjoy Color Rush.
I'm not that interested in that.
Yeah, but it's Color Rush, Nick.
Yeah, that's true.
The uniforms are almost exactly the same, just a different color. But really, first down. Scary stuff going that went down last night at Yankee Stadium.
Wow. Foul. Might have hit a fan, and that's why Frazier is in such deep thought, staring toward the stands.
That girl got hit off of a screaming line drive off the bat of Todd Frazier last night in the Yankees game. But all reports have been the girl is okay. She was rushed to the hospital, but she's okay. She's doing fine. But this has raised the question, should baseball in all ballparks and extend that net, extend it to the third base, to almost the third base? And we've seen there's a lot of minor league parks that have done that. I don't think any major league ballparks do that. But you know what? I mean, does it decrease the chance that you can get a foul ball of the game? Yes, but it also decreases the chance that you could kill somebody. So I'm good with extending that net.
There was a whole piece on Real Sports that did a whole thing on it, and they actually got into the reaction time where they of how fast a line drive foul ball is on you as a spectator, and it's crazy. And in some ways, sometimes it's. You know, it's amazing to think that we used to allow people to smoke on airplanes. You're like, wow, sounds like the most absurd thing ever. I wouldn't be surprised if 20 years from now we might say to ourselves, wow, we didn't have a fence, you know, protecting people.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a scary, scary deal there.
Yep.
Scary.
But the girl's okay. I mean, everything's good, but I think it should raise those questions. I think that you're right. It's a no-brainer that you should.
Scary, man.
Because once you get further out past the third baseline, you have a lot more reaction time. The ball's velocity drops significantly at that point.
Right.
But anywhere in front of that, I mean, somebody might as well be shooting at you.
Seriously, that's it. I'm telling you, you should go. The thing they did, the reaction time was insane.
Mm-hmm.
How fast you got to be ready to move, catch, duck. It's insane.
Second down, couple of silly things to get to. Speaking of, and it's been a while since we've had Jeopardy on the Three and Out. It's been a minute. But if this bite from Jeopardy doesn't scream, this was taped in the year 2017, I don't know what will.
Find memories 400, please.
For some reason, picture of this athlete crying after his NBA Hall of Fame induction in 2009 became meme-worthy in 16. Justin?
Who is Michael Jordan?
Yes.
Yes, they had a category on Jeopardy yesterday called Fine Memery.
Oh, wow.
Where every question was about a meme.
Are there that many famous memes that would be like that?
Well, I mean, now you've got Arthur was a famous meme for a little while. You've got, obviously, crying Jordan. The big one is the two girls and the guy checking out another chick right now.
But that one seems more recent.
It's way recent. But I mean, I bet you they had enough to fill that minute.
But good congratulations. The greatest basketball player of all time, one of the greatest athletes ever,
is a meme.
Is a
he's
meme.
More,
he's more that.
There's probably high schoolers that know MJ more as
meme.
A meme now.
The meme.
Yeah.
That breaks my heart.
I figured it would. third down, and I've got a couple, but I had to break this up into two bites because I just couldn't.
Oh, is this?
I couldn't bring it down, and it's got to be played almost in its entirety. But Don LaGreca was on an ESPN radio show in New York yesterday, and he flipped out on the Giants and specifically their offensive line.
Here's this is his second rant, by the way. He's had like multiple crazy rants.
I guess I missed the first rant, but judging by this one, it's no surprise. This isn't his first rodeo. But here's Don LaGreca.
Come on, stop it already, right? Everybody's coming up with these stats. Oh, well, this offensive lineman, only 27% of the time was Eli pressured from his left side on Monday nights when Sean McDonough's the announced. Stop. The offensive line sucks, period. That's my stat. You want a stat? You want sabermetrics? Don LaGreca tweeted last night or said on the Michael K show, offensive line stinks. That's the stat. That's what we're going to do, Michael. We're going to be like accountants now in baseball. The Pythagorean theorem. The Pythagorean theorem said that the red jacket offensive line, that record should be 1-1. That's the Pythagorean theorem said that Giants offensive line, that their record should be 2-0.
Just goes nuts, but he's doing the show with a guy named Michael Kay, and he's just kind of just sitting there the entire time, but here's when he chimes in.
When I talk Pythagorean theorem, I sound like that?
No. Oh. The people that trust the Pythagorean theorem.
Okay.
The people that listen to the Pythagorean theorem. The people that sit there at their desk that only know the naked body through National Geographic, that do the math to come up with the Pythagorean theorem.
Oh.
That's what they sound like.
Oh.
It's football. I've been watching it for 40 years. 40 years. That's one of the worst offensive lines I've ever seen. And they have not gone this long without scoring 20 points since 77-78 when Joe Pisarcik was their quarterback. Patterson plowed Joe. So take that with your Pythagorean theorem. You're dead.
Let's go to Joe.
Let's go to Joe.
That's pretty good.
Do you think Joe Pisarcik ever thought that his name would be said that demonstrably?
So passionate.
Joe Pisarcik!
Oh, God.
That's 3-and-out.
Yeah, you should look up it. He had a rant on a caller about, it was something with baseball. Something with the Mets, I think. That was kind of funny. All right, Tars of the books. Want to go wide open to this hour. Tons of room for you. But coming up next, I want to clarify a point I've made about Mike Riley this week, and I'll do it when we come back.